You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 1071 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become Dr. Phil's personal assistant.
Crap head.
Whoa, rude.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
What are you, a moron?
Hey, rude. Good morning, Mike Ganger.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you. On this Wednesday, September 21st, 2022, welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to midweek. Welcome to officially the last day of summer. Welcome to International Day of Peace. Welcome to Miniature Golf Day. Welcome to International Chai Day. Welcome to National Farm Safety Day for kids. Watch out for those giant bales of hay. Welcome to National Pecan Cookie Day. Welcome to National School Backpack Weight Awareness Day. Welcome to Pause the World Day. Welcome to World Alzheimer's Day. Welcome to World Gratitude Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson, on this meteorological final day of summer, I ask you, how the hell is your coffee?
My coffee is divine. You said International Day of Peace, and that's kind of where I ended. I'm hoping for a peaceful day. I'm probably not going to get one, but... you know what? I'll find a little bit in my coffee this morning.
Okay.
I don't mean it in a dismal way. It's just busy, you know?
I mean, I get it, girl. I hears you.
You know
I know
what I'm
you that
about.
Way. I know what you're saying.
If this will be my piece for the day,
yeah,
I'll take it and be grateful.
Mike, how the hell is your beverage?
Almost empty. So it's been a long morning, even though it's only 6. So it's been, it's good, though. No, it's tasty. And you said it's officially the end of summer, but it just felt like yesterday was, because it's going to be cool today. And it was a nice start to the morning.
It was like 90. It hit like 90 yesterday.
Oh, my gosh, it was so hot.
And today, it's going to be like 20.
Yeah, pretty much. How's your coffee?
Well, Alexis... as I wrote on the sheet, I have an update. I have
it's coffee related. All it says is very important update.
I have something.
Uh-oh.
Please look in your camera, and to the listening audience, I will describe the presentation of Simba. Starbucks drink. They open for the first time in 7 days.
Wow.
That's right. That's right. The Starbucks.
It was looking rough, but it's pulled it together.
The temporary Starbucks on Highway 5.
Oh.
In Eden Prairie. No, this is just the temporary one.
The temporary one. No. Oh, I was going to say, wow, that was quick.
No, I have an update on that, too. But this is just the present. I've been drinking Caribou for about a week now.
Mm-hmm.
Or the George Clooney coffee machine. And today, I took a chance, ABBA. I took a chance on me. And I drove to the temporary Starbucks on Highway 5, the one that for 6 days could barely get open.
Mm-hmm.
They were open, and the staff was delightful. Capital D, delightful.
Nice. Wow,
so
cheers to that.
That's right, my iced brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso.
Did you ask it him what was up? What was going on?
I didn't want to look a gift horse in the mouth. I tipped them.
I wonder if they listened.
I'm sure. I hope not.
Oh, you're bitching.
I sure hope not.
But like, then, oh, that guy, he's here.
Yeah, you better
be
give
nice.
Him his coffee. Or he'll bitch about us on the radio. And then, not that I did not believe her, but Gold Star, I think she's platinum by now, platinum My Talker, Panda.
Oh, yeah.
Who worked for the Starbucks. When I said I drove past my real Starbucks in Eden Prairie that's been under construction since the state fair.
Mm-hmm.
And when I drove by there earlier this week, it looked like a disaster area. The garbage, the dumpster was still out there. The rented giant construction dumpster was out there. The drive-through box was not there yet. Well, and Panda said, don't let that freak you out. They move very quickly once, like, the plumbing's done and all of that. Well, shiver me timbers. Panda is right, Lex.
Yeah.
I drove by there about 30 minutes ago. The dumpster's gone.
Wow.
The drive-through box is back. Furniture. I saw booths inside that Starbucks. Panda is absolutely right.
Wow.
I'm thinking within a week, I will have my people back.
All right.
Yeah. It's just, it's a good morning.
You're a man of routine.
I am a man of routine.
And when it's disrupted.
Oh, girl.
Watch out, yo.
Yeah, watch out, yo. You're absolutely right. I do not enjoy. You're kind of routine-y, though, to relax a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I've become more since becoming a mom. But, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm thinking back to when you used to spend every Saturday at Mall of America.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's what I mean. You're used to getting your coffee, certain people, certain place.
Yeah.
You know, you have a rhythm that you, and I'm not saying it's bad or anything.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just,
yeah.
This has been disruptive for you.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm one of those folks, and maybe you're out there. I just like what I like.
You go to the same bar, you get the same drink, you know?
I know what I like.
Yeah.
I'll adventure. I occasionally color outside the lines.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what I like.
Yeah.
I like what I like.
Yeah, you go to Disney, like, you know.
Just which I'm leaving tomorrow.
Right, you are.
I got. So let me make fun of myself.
Okay.
I pulled an Alexis. And remember I told you guys, the poor Alexis, earlier. Well, Angel had planned this, Lex, earlier in the year, right? The Michigan trip?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Angel planned this.
With his family. Some family lives there when there was a little reunion.
So, Lex had this in her mind months ago, put it down, requested it off, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the events of the summer happened. It got very busy. Dawn had to switch her medical leave. And it was just topsy-turvy, right, Lex? Oh, and then I was on. So, and then poor Lex.
I want peace.
Yeah, peace in the valley.
So, that's all I want.
Poor Lex gets to about 2 days before Angel, before the road trip is supposed to begin.
Yeah.
And she calls me. And not that Lex doesn't call me, but I got a phone call. Not very often, no. And there's no reason behind it. It's just,
we're
life busy. And we text. And I don't like talking on the phone. And Lex is busy. So Lex calls me, which audience, that's you know, yeah. I know something's up. You know, either we need to talk, you know, physically talk about something or. So Lex calls, she goes, girl, she goes, I am leaving on a trip.
Oopsies.
Like, I said, oh, when? She goes, Thursday. Like.
Yeah. Oopsies.
Well, oopsies. So I did that to her this week. I had forgotten. I had requested off at Fox and put it in, and I had mentioned it to Dawn, but I never submitted, like, just letting Alexis know and getting and helping to get a fill-in, because we're leaving. We're leaving after the show tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh,
this is my last, other than Project Down and Dirty, this is my last. I was saying that September has been, oof, I've been something every weekend. And this is kind of the grand finale of that. Really, Project Down and Dirty is the grand finale of that. And then I'm just going to sleep. But we're going to Disney this weekend for the podcast. And also the Brits that we met a couple months ago, they invited us to their birthday extravaganza. So that's this weekend. So we're leaving tomorrow. And I can't wait. So
it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. It's
and Miss Shana's being with us tomorrow, right?
Yes. Friday. Friday. I'll be with you tomorrow.
Yeah. We've got some announcements tomorrow.
Girl.
We've got a lot going on. We're going to find love and second chance romance. Mm. It's been kind of fun to take over some of those duties while Don's been gone. So, meet a new couple tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, sure will be. Well, I mentioned Project Down and Dirty. So, yes. Hey, it's a perfect time to remind you that very few tickets are left, peeps. Very few. So get your friends together if you've been like, oh, should we go, Valerie? Well, call Valerie right now.
Come on, Valerie.
And tell her, get her ass up, and you need to buy these tickets. MyTalk1071.com and go to the Project Down and Dirty page. Get tickets to our film fest. We're going to come back. When we do, somebody, Alexis, is over something already. And I'm going to make her laugh. Just, you'll see when we come back.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Rail, name something that's hard to do with your eyes open.
Read.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Well, I mean, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Happy morning, everyone. Hope you're having a really good day. I'm Jace with Lex and Mike filling in for Dawn McClain, who continues her European vacation. You can follow Dawn on Dawn at Dark on the socials. And speaking of Mike, programming note, coming up in hour two, we're going to play, you know, we do a game at the midway point around 7:30. If you're listening to us live, we're going to play Get to Know Mike. Mike Fun Facts.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to answer some hard-hitting Barbara Walters questions. That's right.
I'll be ready.
No softballs here.
Nope, we're going to make him cry. That's our goal.
Yeah. If you have a question, please tweet us or email the show.
That's right. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our brand new segment. It's just, we're going to probably just one day. It's a limited series, as the fancy people call it. It's called Alexis is Over Something.
That's right, friends.
What are you over?
I'm over Be Real. I'm already done. I'm done. I can't do it. Nope. I got the so it's this new social media where they'll give you a notification. You have to turn your notifications on. They'll send it to you. And then you have 2 minutes to take a picture of what you're doing. And it takes it on both sides of your phone. Selfie mode and the front or the other side of your phone. And it came through at 9:30. Like, take your picture. I looked at it, rolled my eyes, threw it back down on the couch. I can't do it. I'm not doing it.
Nope. Alexis.
Yeah, Jace.
I am 100% with you.
Yes.
And what's funny is when I grabbed our show sheet and I started putting stuff on it, I went to put I'm over the Get Real app and you had already written I'm over the Get Real app. And I really did laugh out loud. I'm like, well, birds of a feather, because the exact same thing happened to me. I got that notification yesterday and I was not in the mood. I'm like, I don't want to take no damn picture.
Nope.
I don't want people to know where I am. I don't want to see. I wasn't anywhere. I was just at, Young Joni, but I'm like, I don't want to do this right now. I'm eating. And I'm like, oh, this is annoying.
I couldn't do it. We're done. The other thing is that the things that other people post, I don't find what I'm posting very interesting, and then also what other people are posting. So it's okay if I don't see it.
Thank you.
I feel just like there's nothing really
Alexis,
exciting about it.
It's most of the people, they're like lying in bed. And yeah. I see like the front of their room. I don't care.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Oh, I'm so glad that you said that, too. I just...
What did we last, 2 days?
I think three, maybe?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We lasted three.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
But, yeah, I don't care.
Mm-mm.
Now, TikTok, I am trying. Like, I made a commitment.
Yes, good.
I'm doing the Rosie O'Donnell thing. You know, I may do a couple fun games. You know, I did the whole age thing, the filter, you know, not the filters, but whatever they call those. If they're easy, I'll do them. But other than that, it's just my musings. I'm just going to do, you know, my thoughts. Like I did one at the airport in Indianapolis where this little girl was screaming at the terminal and I was praying to God that she wasn't on my flight. So it was just like, please, Lord Jesus, hear that kid screaming behind me. Please don't let her be on my flight. But I'm just
think about those parents.
I know. I do have empathy, sympathy, sympathy for yes, yeah. However, I still don't want them on my flight.
It's still the same result. I'm just
Oof. I know. I do feel bad for them. But my point being, I do enjoy the TikTok. You know, I'm embracing. I'm trying to. So, yeah.
Love it.
Keyword trying. I don't know.
That's all it takes. Just go a little bit dabble, here and there. That's all. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Lex in the city.
We gave it a good shot, you know, for Be Real.
We gave Be Real new hot social media channel network thing. We gave it a good 3 days.
Yeah, it's just not for us.
Anybody else over it? 651-641-1071. Call Mike. 651-641-1071. Are you old like us and you're already over it? Because, I mean, look, the Washington Post wrote about it and TikTok is copying it.
Mm-hmm.
They are copying it. And I got to tell you, more than just being over it, mm-hmm. I really do not understand the appeal. Like, fundamentally, I understand the appeal of TikTok. It's easy to understand for me. Instagram, easy for me to understand. Right, Lex?
Absolutely. Well, I think it will actually be more successful on TikTok than it is on its own separate social media outlet, only because it helps generate content, so that's good. We want that. But also, when you're going to TikTok, you're seeing other things too. So to add it to the mix might actually be more successful than this is all you go to see these photos, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Because, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing it occasionally.
Right.
But you were right. Just seeing one person after another and just seeing their, you know, like a street. People are just walking down the street. I don't care.
Yeah. I can see some really good applications for businesses. Especially if you're, for like a clothing business. Someone's in the dressing room and taking a picture of their reaction. And then you also see the image of them in the mirror watching or like for streaming service, like I can see maybe Prime going, hey, you know, hiring some influencers to what are you watching? And then your reaction to whatever the new show is, you know, I can see that.
Yeah.
And that might be kind of interesting, but again, mix it in with TikToks and other things. It might be a better application there.
Let's go to the phone lines. Jonathan, you have 15 seconds. Are you over it?
I'm over it. Done with it. Uploaded it, downloaded
it,
deleted it in 32 seconds.
Oh, God.
I don't know what's wrong with the human race. But anyway, with your TikTok, by the way, Jason, do you know I did a duet with your television show?
I know.
Have over 500 views.
Thank you, buddy. We got to go. Thank you, buddy. Have a good day. We'll be back
after
this. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk. And if you can't listen to us live, listen to us later. on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Mike. Thanks for being here. Mike filling in for Dawn McClain, who's enjoying her vacation. I mentioned this earlier. By the way, Alexis has a warning for you coming up in just a little bit. It's a consumer alert.
I can't believe it's even something that we need to say, but okay.
But not really. I know. I can't believe it either. But I'll start off with something happy, Lex, and then you can come in the end and then depress everybody. Oh, okay.
Okay. Got
Sound
it.
Sound good? Yeah.
Yep. What you got?
We should turn that around, but oh well.
We
actually
will.
Let's do that. Well, let's do that. Let's do that. Lex, why don't you give us our consumer alert first, and then I'll bring up the rear with some happiness.
Yeah, I like that. All right. The FDA. God. Food and Drug Administration has issued an update advising consumers that cooking chicken in NyQuil is dangerous.
I'm sorry. Could you please repeat that for those in the back?
Don't cook your chicken in NyQuil.
Why the hell? What is this? Let me guess. Is this a stupid TikTok thing?
It is. It's a TikTok video. Boiling medication can make it more concentrated. It can change its properties. Don't do it.
Can it? Because it changes its properties. Just in case you need. But hey, know what's sad
but
not funny?
Do it.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
It's not even really funny. There are people that are going to do this.
Yeah.
So the more you know.
Thank you.
Don't boil chicken in NyQuil. I can't believe I just said that.
Don't do it.
I can't believe I just said that on the radio. But then again, 7 years ago, I didn't think you and I would have to tell people not to eat a Tide Pod.
Yes.
But we had to do that.
And also, it's kind of fair warning, too, you know, for parents, maybe your kid's on TikTok and they're like, hey, I want to try this new recipe. And they start pulling out the NyQuil. You know, just beware. Also, when you're inhaling those levels of, that drug is, you just smell it normally, but imagine it heated up. Those vapors are probably not great.
As the late Rick James once said, it's a hell of a drug.
It is.
Thank you, Mike, for laughing at that one. Mike, if you haven't cooked, now, Mike, you're a little younger than we are. Yeah. You haven't cooked chicken in NyQuil, have you, buddy?
I haven't, but I remember seeing this a few months ago, and I think there's like a 5% group of people on TikTok that literally their only goal is to be evil and try to convince the very gullible or very stupid part of TikTok, that population, to try these things, and it's not good.
No.
Yikes.
Okay.
And that the FDA has to say something about it. That's what's like, really?
And also, Lulu, who comes up with this? Seriously.
They want content that's going to go viral. They don't even care the consequences of what they're saying.
The fact that that is like a goal and people will do. Well, look, I mean, people have fallen into volcanoes to try to get a viral picture or
selfie. Yep.
Yeah. The people that have fallen into fountains, you know, trying to get a, I mean.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
They'll fight a bear. And you're like, wait, you're going to lose that fight.
Yeah. Don't, please. And another thing, don't fight a bear, please.
I guess we're just bringing it to the bare bones here. Wildlife, leave it alone.
Yeah. We're getting some reaction.
You got mail.
Platinum My Talker Panda writes to us. This warning about NyQuil chicken. I say we stop warning people about stuff like this and let Darwin thin the herd. And don't
Survival
write us, overly sensitive people. That was Panda. Write her.
Write
she
Panda.
Said it.
Blame Panda.
Now, do we agree? Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Pat Robertson's going to blame the gays, no doubt, on this one.
Oh.
He blames us for everything.
Does he? Man. Yeah.
I mean, the homosexuals.
What's he going to say?
The homosexuals are cooking chicken in NyQuil.
No, what?
Satan is having the homosexuals
cook chicken in NyQuil. These youngsters are drinking this, eating this NyQuil chicken. Ugh. And they're dressing like drag queens.
I'm sure. What? Yeah. That's good, jeez.
They turn gay after they eat the NyQuil chicken. It's a plot by the homosexuals to turn your kids gay.
What is it they're grooming?
They're grooming the chicken.
Oh, the chicken, not the children.
They're grooming the chicken.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
but it's just,
I mean, we laugh, but I'm sure there are people saying something like that.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm positive there are. Okay, so now that Alexis,
turn this around.
Thank you. So Alexis just depressed you about the herd. Mm-hmm. But now I have, I'm going to turn the bus around and I'm going to cheer you up now because I have a, it's an ab fab. Yeah, it's an ab fab. Here we go.
Absolutely fabulous.
I had girls' night last night with Lisa LaCourcier, and we went to Young Joni, which is one of Ann Kim's creations. Chef Ann Kim, the focus of a fabulous episode of Netflix's Chef's Table about pizza. Lex and I discussed it last week. Y'all should watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Very moving. So Lisa and I were motivated to, and we've been to Young Joni many times, but it's actually been a while.
Oh, it's so good. The fish so there good. Is so good. Oh,
yeah, the whole fish.
Let alone the pizza. Yeah, we fight. My girlfriend and I were fighting for the cheeks. You know, that's the most decadent part of the fish.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you didn't have fish, though. You had something different.
No. I had pizza. And one of the pizzas featured in that episode, and one of her newer creations, is the perfect pickle pie. And it is a pickle pizza. Now, I know that was the big thing at the fair.
Rick's.
Yes. And I say this, Ringo Starr, peace and love. Peace and love to Rick. No offense to Rick and his $9 slice. But this puts it to shame. I'm just going to be real. I got to be real here. It is so damn good and fresh. Great mozzarella. A little bit of a special ranch sauce drizzled on it. Homemade pickles that Anne and her team make in Young Joni. Yum. These aren't grocery store pickles. These are made and pickled and seasoned by Anne and her team. Sliced perfectly, put on top, and a little bit of dill on top too, and then the topper, literally and figuratively, crushed potato chips on top. Which you're like, what is that? It adds such a nice little finish. This is so good. If you like pickle at all, walk, run, bike, jog, take a flying taxi that United Airlines is working on, actually, and go to Young Joni, get the pickle pizza. It's really good, Lex.
Yum!
I had it cold in my studio and was on the TV show last week. And even cold, Lex, the crew and I devoured it.
I was looking forward,
though, to trying it warm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lex, you would. I got it. You got to go. You went on hell. You got or take the girlfriends.
Yes.
You got to get this pickle pizza.
Oh, just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yum. Mm. You got the crunch, you got the dill, you got the pickle flavor.
You got it all.
Mm. Some onions, right? Did you say onions?
I don't think there are onions, my love. Hold on a minute.
I just added that.
Did you just add that to yourself for yourself? I don't think Anne would mind, but
okay.
I don't know.
Here. I was just thinking of a
flavor
profile. That sounds like that would be a good addition, but regardless, yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, I think you just made that up, Lex.
Oh, did I?
You just made that up. But, okay. Let me pull, hold on a minute.
And if you, we'll put links up to all of the stuff we talk about, as usual, mytalk1071.com. Just click on our show page.
Here it is, Lex. Perfect pickle pie.
Okay.
Fermented pickles.
Yum.
Mozzarella, fontina, smoked onions, Lex.
Oh, there you go.
Chili, special ranch dressing, old Dutch potato chips, and dill.
All right. Keeping it local. I love it.
Go get it. And then the other one that's just a classic.
Yeah.
The tavern pie. House-made red sauce, mozzarella, pepperoni, jalapeno, and a little drizzle of honey.
Oh, right. That is good there.
That's a really good one. Mm, so
I love the mushroom one with all the different mushrooms.
Mushroom's good. That's a good one. That's the Umami Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Shiitake, portabella, fontina, Tellagio.
The Bulgogi one is good. I mean, they're all delicious.
They're all good. We could sit here.
I'm thinking about all the pieces but those are our favorites.
We sound like a shuttle launch. We're just listing off,
What's the one with the egg on top? That's really good, too.
I'm just right here. I'm on it. I'm right here.
That's so good.
That is the, hold on a minute. I don't know which one that is.
It was like good morning or sunrise, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. But bottom line,
she's mixing it up because
I don't think it's on the menu right
now.
That's
what the art of chefferying is.
Young Joni in Northeast Minneapolis. It is a ab fab item.
Absolutely fabulous.
Yum.
Specifically, the pickle pizza. We're going to take a break. When we return, the Golden Globes, are they coming back to television? I will tell you. And then Alexis has an update on that Tiffany Haddish story. Next.
With a name I can't pronounce.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Mike filling in for Don McLean. Before we go any farther, we can't wait to let you know. The tickets are available. You just heard the commercial for Project Down and Dirty Film Fest presented by David at First Equity. Thanks to our friends at Showplace Icon Theaters, because that's where we're going to have our screening, three different screening times for our short films that have been written, produced, and acted by all of us. Money raised will support local charities, Twin Cities Film Fest, Alexander House, One Heartland, and Face to Face. So head over to our website right now, mytalk1071.com. And get those tickets, girl. Ooh, right, Lex?
Yeah, that's right. September 30th is showtime.
Yeah. Very scared.
I'm scared. I really am feeling overwhelmed. Yeah. I mean, in a good kind of exciting way.
Oh, I'm glad.
Wow. Do you feel the same way, Jace?
Hell yeah.
I feel like there's girl, so please. Much to do.
I know. Oh, well. We'll get it done somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of movies, the Golden Globes are heading back to NBC.
Okay.
They were canceled. People were criticizing the makeup of the Hollywood Foreign Press. Those are the folks behind the Globes, because this is no joke. This isn't about wokeness. This isn't about, you know, whatever.
No, it's actual numbers.
It's actual numbers. There are just, everybody's just very white. It's the Hollywood Foreign Press and men. Anyway, so that you guys remember that from a couple years ago. And then, you know, the ratings were down and there were controversy and the voting was horrible and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So not blah, 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 but just et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they have fixed it, allegedly.
Yeah. What are they doing differently? Have they said anything?
They're working on the makeup of the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Yeah, there are 21 new members who joined last year. Six are black.
Yes. So they have fixed some of the issues that NBC has brought up, that the public brought up. So now NBC is putting it back on air, which I enjoy, because I got to tell you, entertainment wise, I think it's my favorite award show, because it's just a trip. The stars are drunk. You never know what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
They've been eating their catered chicken and their catered pork ribs, and they're just ready to party. Now, the Oscars, I love for a different reason, just the pomp and the pageantry of it all. That's fun, but this is just a party. So
the Emmys personally, are quickly becoming my favorite. I mean, beyond the Grammys, because you know I love the Grammys, but
I know you do.
If we're talking about TV and movies.
Yeah. Well, because that's all we're watching now, Lex. We don't even go to the movies
anymore.
That's
exactly why. Because the TV shows we've actually tried.
Yeah. So
we'll be watching, right? So when is this coming back?
Sorry, I have cinnamon in my throat. Ooh. It's coming back, I believe, January.
Okay, in January.
And
But see, the good thing about the Globes,
it's
the 80th
that's a good anniversary. Yes.
The point that you just brought up. Remember, the Globes celebrates TV as well.
Exactly. Yeah. That's so, why we liked it too.
We like it too.
Ooh,
so there we go. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see if they've really, if it's more than just lip service, if they've really changed things. Too early to say.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with this Tiffany Haddish story, Lex?
Tiffany Haddish is breathing a sigh of relief because remember the molestation accusations and the lawsuit against her?
Yeah. But I got to tell you, I barely understood that. I didn't understand quite what she was being blamed for, to be very honest
with you. Well, I'll just try to put it in a nutshell. So Tiffany's has a friend who had two kids who she asked to be in a skit for Funny or Die. And there was some age inappropriate subject matter. And the kids performed or, you know, did acted it, I guess, acted it out. And so now the young woman now who she's 42 now, she says that she thinks that they were grooming her, that she was traumatized. I'm sorry, she's 22. She was groomed, that she's traumatized for life. And so she was representing herself and her brother. And now that they have all of the charges have been completely dropped, the lawsuit, it came from the woman who says that she was traumatized. She says, my family and I have known Tiffany Haddish for many years, and we now know that she would never harm me or my brother or help anyone else to do that, that anything that could harm us. We wish Tiffany the best and are glad that we can put this all behind us. So it's done, completely done. It was also, you know, there's a way to dismiss it with prejudice. So that means that she can no longer refile the same claim against them in court. So it's really, really done.
Okay.
Yeah. So Tiffany,
she's odd.
Yeah, she's done. Yep.
Okay.
And Tiffany even said, look, it wasn't a funny skit. I regret doing it. Shouldn't have done it. And I think that for her and for anyone else now, this is just a good lesson learned.
Yeah. You can't do that. You can't do that stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta be, especially when it comes to kids. You just, you gotta tread lightly for heaven's sake.
Yeah, because they were seven. They were like single digit age.
Oh my God.
Yeah, when it happened. So.
Oh, Baba.
Yeah, not good. Not good in that way. And then they got paid $100 to do the skit. And so I think, you know, after she wanted, you know, more money for that. And.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh. I wonder what has happened now behind the scenes now when that maybe Tiffany, there's another deal that happened
you know,
behind closed doors.
I enjoy her. So this bummed me out
because
I still do. I people make mistakes. I'm not, but she's just so talented and so damn funny.
You also have to think too, all the different filters. Yes, she filmed it with her collaborator, but then Funny or Die also posted it. Now, when it got a lot of disgusting reaction to it, then they immediately took it down. But, you know, there's still a lot of other people that it went through.
Yeah. And I was going to say, there's a lot of eyeballs and a lot of hands that touched that video before it was uploaded.
Yeah.
So, who else is responsible? And a lot of people approve that. That doesn't For a infrastructure like Funny or Die, things don't just appear on the internet.
No.
You know, appear on their website, I should say. Platinum Panda 100% agrees about Young Joni's perfect pickle pie.
Oh, good.
We talked about that earlier, yes. And then Kay Marie didn't feel like adulting today, and your NyQuil chicken story pushed her right over the edge. Way to go, Alexis. Way to go. We'll do better in the second hour next.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 smart bed that actively warms and cools each side, so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.